The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Yes, that voice you hear is 100% unfamiliar to you. Well, actually, you may have listened to me once or twice before, perhaps, maybe, I don't know. But my name is Blake Larson. I'll be your host today, and I'm actually known as Mr. Mary Larson.
Otherwise known as the executive producer of the Wicked Roadie podcast and proprietor of Blake and Mary and Blake Media.
Yeah, you know.
You guys have like 1,000 podcasts. This is Ben DeCastro. Thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And as Brick and Anchorman once said, you're not Ron.
No. No.
You're not Mary.
No, I'm not Mary. Luckily, I'm not. Mary, my beautiful bride, is in New York today, and she'll be away from me for the next, I would say, 3 or 4 days. So you, the listener, you, my dear listener, get stuck with my dulcet tones.
Well, let's explore Blake here for a second, because you've filled in for me a few times on podcasts when I've either been traveling or, you know, just had no voice for whatever reason. But you guys got into podcasting a few years ago.
Yep.
And you now do of your own. What is it? 6 or 5 total?
Let's see. Off the top of my hand, I got 1, 2. I got 6, and I got 2 more coming.
Wow.
A couple of them, we say that they're retired, but they could come back at any point if there's more content. But yeah, we got like 8 total, including this show, it would be 9. So we got 9 podcasts, and then we got the blogs, and we got all the other stuff too that we do. So it all makes up Mary and Blake Media. Go to maryandblake.com and check it out.
but in all honesty, you know, people often hear us talking, you know, your wife and I hear us on this podcast, or they hear you guys. You guys are available to produce other people's podcasts if they were interested in getting into it. If they had questions, they could call you and even hire you guys to produce this for them.
Oh yeah, exactly. Actually, I just got it done with a conversation yesterday about helping produce another podcast, and I set up the whole thing, and it's just send us an email at maryandblakemedia@gmail.com, and we'll be able to help you set up your podcast. We'll do the websites, we can set up your feeds, we can get you on iTunes, we can teach you sound engineering, I can teach you literally every single facet of podcasting I can teach you. Trust me, if this jabroni can learn how to do it, you can definitely learn how to do it.
Because your background is in business and real estate development.
Yes, oddly enough. And I got my degree in history, which makes it totally apropos that I help you with sound engineering.
That makes you just wicked, wicked smart. I'm just a putz who graduated kindergarten and can color in the lines barely. But so you're Mr. Mom this weekend or upcoming week, and how's that going for you?
And, you know, it's actually, you know, we were just off air talking about it, and I would say that I really enjoy being with my kids. I really enjoy hanging out with them, like just watching movies or eating or just making fun of each other or picking on each other, having a good time with it. But the thing that I miss most is my wife. I miss my wife. I miss Mary. I miss hanging out with her. I miss just being with her. And I respect anybody who is a single parent. I do not know how you do it. Like today, you know, as much as I love my kids and I enjoy hanging out with them, I mean, they could be a real pain in the butt, man. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, like my daughter wanted oatmeal, so I give her oatmeal for breakfast. I make the oatmeal, give it to her, looks at me, puts up her nose and says, I don't want it. I want this. I'm like, and then I got my son who's getting ready for the bus. What are we doing here? What are we – just – you asked for it. Eat it. I even put brown sugar in it for you. Like, what? But you know, and that's just, you know, and like any other parent experiences that. Ben, my friend, you are no stranger to that now, which, well, you know, for which I'm very proud.
Oh, I'm very green with it. I mean, we've got a 20-month-old little man, as we affectionately call him, because we are fostering. So there's a lot of privacy situations. We can't put his photo up anywhere. But yep, we do have a 20-month-old little guy. He is a wonderful young man, just full of love and affection. We're so happy to have him. We've had him for a little over a month now. And let me tell you something. He is a solid sleeper.
We are
so lucky. He is like 3-hour nap on Saturday and Sundays. Put him down at 7. He wakes up at 6. Of course, I've been doing Cat Country for the last couple weeks, right after we got him full time.
Yep.
It was like, hey, by the way, I'm leaving at 4:00 in the morning every morning. So good luck, Sue, my wife. But we're surviving. So you've got the dad edition of the Wicked Roadie podcast today. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, maybe you're trying to put more brown sugar in your kids' oatmeal so that they'll eat it and just leave you alone. If you hear something that piques your interest, don't worry. We'll have all the links and info for you on the website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, our wicked interesting pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen, Heavenly Gingers 9. Blake, when I say Heavenly Gingers, what does that make you...
I'll tell you, it wants to go to places that it probably ain't rated for this podcast.
Well, no, absolutely. Heavenly Gingers is in honor of the lives and passions of two fiery redheads that had such a wonderful, just a passion for life in general, and unfortunately were taken from us way too soon. Of course, I am talking about Jessica Morris and Carrie Ann O'Donnell. Both were very, very much involved in the local performance and dance and talent scene here in Rhode Island. So after their passing, almost a little over 10 years ago, I think. I forget the exact dates of each, because it was separate incidents. One was a car accident, one was ovarian cancer. The families decided to get together, put together this wonderful event called Heavenly Gingers, and it's gone through 9 years now.
Wow.
Frank O'Donnell, you know, Rhode Island comedian, Hall of Fame, is one of the organizers for it. He was Carrie Ann's dad. And John Morris, who is Jessica Morris's dad, they work together. Both of them are in the arts. It's a really cool thing. And they proceeds go to the Jesse's Dream and the Carrie Ann O'Donnell Memorial Fund. Both of those help fund kids that want to go further with their education, with school, for dance or classes or intensives and stuff. So on Tuesday, March 26th, it is Heavenly Gingers Night. It'll be at the Twin River Event Center. Blake, you've done you've been involved in most recently a big event that you did with Mary down in Newport.
That's right.
You know the expenses of renting a facility and going through all those commotion, sound systems, everything.
It ain't cheap.
No, it's not. Twin River does it all for on the bubble.
Wow.
All the staff,
wow,
the room, the lights, the sound, the day before so they can have their final dress rehearsal there. Everything is there. So, folks, it only costs $15 a person to go. It's a wonderful night of talent. They've got some really awesome raffle prizes there and auction items that are happening. There is one of the final Benny's gift packages out there, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. You can get yourself a bunch of Benny's swag. So it'll be happening again Tuesday, March 26th at 6:30, right over there at Twin River, the event center, the one in Lincoln there. So that is happening. It's going to be a wonderful night. Folks, just come with your checkbook, come with an open heart, and the performances are truly going to move you. And these are kids that truly are passionate about what they do.
Mm.
So that is happening. That is our wicked interesting pick of the week.
Can I actually just say one thing before we this isn't about Heavenly Gingers, although it's related to that with the Benny's thing. I had a party here. We're doing our fantasy baseball draft for my buddies and I. We had it at my house. And we go and we're getting things all ready, and I realize I got to get another table. And I called my buddy and I was like, dude, where do I go to get a table now? Benny's ain't open.
It's a little card table or something, right?
What do I do to go get a table? He's like, go anywhere.
Denny's was the place for 90 years. That's where we got everything. It was when I was dating Susan and she came here for the first time. We drove by Benny's in Bristol and she's like, well, what's in that place? I said, I'm glad you asked. And we pulled in.
Everything.
What do you need? So that is our wicked interesting pick of the week. Heavenly Ginger's 9 on Tuesday, March 26th at Twin River Casino and Hotel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the wicked fun in the 401. Blake, how would you like to spend your Saturday and Sunday jumping into the Atlantic Ocean?
That sounds horrifying. No, thank you. I would much rather be watching How to Train Your Dragon with my kids.
Well, that's also a valid response. The torch run plunge and the super plunge will be taking place this weekend over at Narragansett, over at Salty Brine Beach. That'll be in there. It's there to benefit the Special Olympics Rhode Island. The super plunge, they actually start at noon on Saturday and they jump in the ocean every hour on the hour for 24 hours, even overnight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a dedicated team of about 21 people who are just truly, you know, into this, and they raise a ton of money. And then the final plunge at noon on Sunday, that's where people from all around the area really come down, and everybody, you know, they have their pledges and everything. They jump in and all raises money for Special Olympics Rhode Island. I know you've done things.
Yep.
You've been involved with Special Olympics Rhode Island. I mean, you've seen firsthand what it's like.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I mean, the what they do for these kids and what they do for the people that need it is unbelievable. So to have something like this for the Special Olympics Rhode Island is, you know, I was saying in jest earlier, but that's awesome, man. And there's absolutely no way I could do it physically. I am just not that in shape. I can barely sit down on my couch without my back hurting.
But you can crack open a checkbook and make a donation. Anything helps. If you want to get involved, you can obviously still do that. You can certainly still jump in if you'd like. You can sign up to do that. And I've got a Speedo you can borrow because I'm going to be out of town this weekend. So I'll let you, anybody who wants to use it. What's a Speedo amongst friends, right?
No, it's only a little bit of, only a little bit of man sweat. You know, it's fine. You know,
There's no sweating in there when you hit that 40-degree water, I'll tell you that much. That's the Torch Run Plunge and Super Plunge 2019 with Special Olympics Rhode Island. What do you got, Blake?
I got the Girls Rock RI Trivia Takeover. Now, I love myself some trivia. I am the trivia, my life is consumed by children, Star Wars, and useless trivia knowledge. So this is happening here for, you know, good fun, good trivia, all the friends from Girls Rock RI. It's going to be a 10-year anniversary with the celebrations of it all, with a raffle, I mean, friendly competition with the whole trivia thing. It's just good people all together. You can go with a group of friends, or you can just meet up with a bunch of, you know, smart, wicked smart people and just, hey, you know, just get on a team and go out to the Wild Colonial Tavern on March 23rd at 3 p.m. This is when this Girls Rock RI event is going to be taking place. The cost, of course, will be $20 per table in advance.
Hurry up.
The $25 at the door. So get there, pay it off, you know, before you get there. So you save the $5, spend the other $5 on like drinks or tip your bartenders with that $5. And then the proceeds, of course, go towards the grrr camps and other youth programming they have over there. This actually sounds quite exciting. If Mary were here, I would certainly be dragging her to it. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
And the Wild Colonial Tavern is a quite the establishment. Blake, as we are in the first official weekend of spring, it's time to start thinking about those warm activities, including saltwater fishing. Look no further than the New England Saltwater Fishing Show happening at the Rhode Island Convention Center this weekend. Hey, you ever see that show Wicked Tuna?
I have seen that show Wicked Tuna.
You can meet Captain Dave Carraro and Captain Paul Hebert from the show.
Oh, wow.
They have all the displays, all the information. They'll have classes there. Our good friends over at Safe Sea will be there. So if you want to check the registration of your Safe Sea account with your boat or whatever, this is the time to see it. It is the largest saltwater fishing show in the Northeast. It's literally packed. And they they do wonderful things there as well, aside from the classes and getting you educated. They'll have the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs there that will have information for veterans. So while you may not be a veteran, maybe you know somebody who's a little stubborn in getting help that they need. Go talk to the good folks over there at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, because they'll talk to you and they'll give you the information and say, hey, we'll help you. And sometimes reaching out, because obviously that's a very, very important thing. It's very important to the folks that run this fine show. Mm-hmm. It is all this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just great. All the information's online. You can get tickets and everything, and it's at the Rhode Island Convention Center. So if you don't want to deal with the traffic, park on the outskirts of Providence and Lyft or Uber in.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
I try. we perform a service here.
I am good at many things. Fishing, however, is not one. No, I'm terrible at it.
I have ADHD. You know how long I want to sit there and go fishing? I respect the people that do. I love eating fish. And if you want me to go fishing with you, I'll gladly drive your boat for you.
Sure.
But I'm not standing there with a rod and reel.
I can cook fish. I can watch fish on TV. But fishing for fish, not going to happen. I realized I was speaking with Mary about it one year when we were watching The Walking Dead. And I realized I have no appreciable skills. I have if the world ended today and we needed to survive, my family would be dead. I can't fish. I can't.
You're from Revere. You got some primal instincts in you. Don't worry about a thing.
But the thing I do worry about, the thing that I actually love quite a bit, is, and here's this fantastic transition. You ready? Is Phantom of the Opera. Because that is the next pick that we have for the Wicked Fun in the 401. Phantom of the Opera is actually my favorite musical, my Broadway musical on this planet, although it's being tested by Hamilton, which will actually be coming to PPAC in the summer. But Phantom of the Opera is coming to PPAC March 21st through the 31st.
Nice.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask you. You went and saw Hamilton recently.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. I cried five times. That was back in December, at the end of December.
Up in Boston.
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it was worth it.
But Phantom is a phenomenal show, and obviously PPAC's beautiful.
Phantom is incredible, and going to PPAC there is actually quite apropos for Phantom of the Opera, because it has that similar style to the show itself, and I mean, you all know what Phantom of the Opera is, and if you haven't seen it yet, get your butt in the car, go get some tickets, and go watch it, because they've redone the entire show, from when Andrew Lloyd Webber had written it, and they did it, and they produced it. It's basically being redone by this guy Paul Brown, and it's a whole new design. It's bigger and better than ever before, and it's just starting its North American tour, and telling you, all the write-ups for it so far have been amazing, and they do highlight the fact that it's just bigger and better. Like I know I said that before, but if you're familiar with Phantom of the Opera and you feel like I've already seen it, whatever, I'm telling you, you're not going to be wasting your time. Go. I've seen Phantom of the Opera five times, and it's worth it.
And it's never been the same twice.
Never been the same twice. I mean, the story is the same, but just the the production of it all and how it all looks and how it all feels. The only thing that is the same, spoiler alert, is the chandelier. And if you've seen Phantom of the Opera, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then go and find out.
I can't wait till Miley Cyrus gets on the chandelier. I came like a wrecking ball. Maybe that
No thanks.
All right, so Wicked Family Friendly, Blake. These are things that are for the whole family. The stuff we talked about, Wicked Fun in the 401, yep. That may or may not be something for the whole family. Those are just bigger events, but this is specifically for family. What do you have coming up?
I got the Free Play Family Day on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Free Play Bar and Arcade in Providence. Ben, have you been to Free Play yet?
I have not.
Oh, my God. It's a nerd's freaking wet dream. It really is. Oh, my God. It's like It's like Tron, okay? It's like going to the arcade to go play Tron. Cool. Actually, but you can play Tron there, which is even better. So essentially, it's a bar that it contains all of the old school games, like Galaga and old school Pac-Man.
Like the one, like the arcade where you used to put a quarter in and play the game.
Yeah. But it's for 21-year-olds and up, and it's a bar, and they got food and everything, and they got just this massive space of old school games. And I went there, and I felt like I was like 7 again, just playing all these amazing games, and like, you know, it's just old, in like in the '80s, and it makes you feel like, you know, you're young again, which I really love.
But on Saturday from 11 to 4, it's going to be open for all ages.
Absolutely. So everybody can go, and if you want to get your kids, or you want to get, you know, whoever, your nieces and your nephews or whatever, introduced to these old games that you used to play, it's a really great opportunity to do so. It's like one of those things, like the rotary phone. No one goes to a place to play games anymore. No one uses the rotary phone anymore. So you kind of want to keep these things passed down and enjoy it.
You play games on your iPhone, which is both a touchscreen, and you give it to the kids to keep them quiet. There you go, and they play it wherever they want.
And it's so just something special, holding the joystick and hitting the button, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
And if it sticks, you get screwed, and you have to get your money back, but you can't. Like, oh, it's the best. What do you got?
A wizard's dream come true Hi-yo. Will be happening at the Warwick Public Library. Yes, Blake, this is one of your favorite. Warwick Library will be transforming into Hogwarts. Harry Potter fans of all ages will be welcome to play in their inner wizard's wildest dreams at at the Warwick Central Library's Hogwarts open house on the 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. You can make and take a mandrake. What's a mandrake, Blake?
A mandrake is it's almost like a plant that you pull it up and it scares off it undoes the freezing from a basilisk.
Oh,
yes, wow. It does.
They
make this really high pitched sound they look like an eggplant.
All right. You can watch Wizards Duel and a Hogwarts hand puppet show with the Imaginarium, see the Rhodey Ridgebacks URI Quidditch team mingle with the other witches and wizards, so much more. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just answer this question for you right here. Dressing up is highly encouraged for all guests. Get another run out of that Halloween costume, folks. It's going to be a great time. Again, it's over at the Warwick Public Library on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Nerds!
You nerds. Go out there and have fun. You know why? Because I'm going to go there as well. I guarantee it. Can't wait. I'm so excited. So we got this new thing here. Wicked Rhodey is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, and your friends that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So this one is for the Epilepsy Foundation of New England. Ben, help me out here.
So the Epilepsy Foundation of New England, they need volunteers to share My Friend Maddie, which is an in-school epilepsy awareness program with preschool and elementary school students. So the trainings are held the first Thursday of each month from 12:30 and 6:30, and online or at the EFNE office. So the only thing they're asking for is if you can commit to at least one presentation during this whole program, and you really, you know, follow the links in the show notes to learn more about it. But it is for those who are 16 and older. So this is a wonderful opportunity to volunteer doing that. And then Rhode Island Students of the Future in Providence, they engage students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Blake, I went to the Barrington Library last week for the first time in my entire life.
Get out
of
here.
And I learned what STEM is.
Finally.
STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. You can also help them with computer science through youth robotics. They're looking for volunteers for their robot block party on April 13th at the Waterfire Arts Center. That'll be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. If you are considering, if you have a child or a teenager that's into this kind of stuff, head up the Rhode Island Students of the Future. Again, the links are right there. And you can learn more about all the different things we do with the United Way Rhode Island. Or, folks, if you're in need of any assistance, you can visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need.
You ready to close this bad boy out?
I think so.
I think so, too. This is like, what are we doing here? This is my episode with you. It's already over. It's 24 minutes into this bad boy. It's already done. What happened?
Do you want to do it backwards?
Diable Mingni. All right, let's close it out.
Folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on the website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram if you're posting photos and from any of the events we chatted about today or any of the events that we've chatted about before. And hey, maybe you just post some photos of Rhode Island. Whatever you want, that's okay. If you just want us to see us, simply tag us in the description or use the hashtag WickedRoadie.
Not that hard, folks, and we have many, many followers. Many, many,
many, many
followers. Many, many, many. They're fantastic, all of them. Great.
Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the earbuds of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. We'll be doing some stuff with Float coming up, Float RI. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check that out. If you want to, we'd love to work with you. Just send us an email.
You know, I also want to say here, I'm going to make a special call out. I know we're closing out the show. Probably everybody's already tuned us out. But listener, you should be very thankful because your boy Ben over here is talking to you. He's recording this. He's talking to me, but he's talking to you too on the day of his anniversary.
Yes.
What are we doing here? Come on,
well,
man.
Everything changed 4 weeks ago when we got the little man, you know? It's like, hey, guess what?
Damn kids, ruining our lives!
I think while I've been recording this, I think Susan was running out to the grocery store picking up some ice cream. So we'll celebrate with a little bit of ice cream. And,
nice.
And I'll be passed out in about 20 minutes so I can wake up at 3:30 in the morning and go talk to the fine folks on the airwaves of Cat Country 98.1.
Hey, shameless plug. All right, until next time, ladies and gents, I'm Blake Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. Hopefully Mary will be back next time and she will save you from me. And she'll have more for you on next Thursday.
Although I do think this is the first time the term wet dreams ever been used in Wicked Roadie. I loved it. It's great.
You are welcome. You are welcome.